You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Jalen. Good morning.
Morning.
What are you doing today? What's on your agenda for Thursday?
Oh, doing some asphalt paving. Just
are you?
Kind of making the streets better.
Well, that's good. We appreciate that, man. Mm-hmm. Very much so. You get a contact high doing that? That stuff really smells.
It tastes great on burritos. You put the burritos right next to the heater on the asphalt paver.
And it heats them up.
Kind of wrap it in. Yep.
And it kind of tastes a little bit like asphalt, huh?
Jalen, I'm worried about your innards.
You might not want to do that.
You may be giving yourself cancer, okay? So,
huh. Well, you don't want a cold burrito, though.
Yeah.
What's inside that burrito that you're eating?
Yeah.
Oh, some chili, eggs, and bacon.
Solid.
Yeah, sounds good.
Good
burrito.
That's
good. Good choice. It's not over potatoed or anything, is it?
No.
Yeah. That's the trick. A lot of places try to get away with their breakfast burritos. They stuff it with a whole bunch of potatoes, which doesn't cost them as much and just fills that thing up. Oh, that's funny. You know, Jalen, you might have the line of the day so far.
I think so. You're a funny dude. So whereabouts are you working today?
Commerce City.
Oh, beautiful part of town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Still enjoying the fog over here.
Are you? Yeah, more fog.
Here we go with the fog.
Yeah. All right.
Listen, Jalen, you are delightful and charming. Let's play Rattle Off. Do you know how to play?
Yes, sir.
Okay. For everyone who's listening who doesn't know how to play, what we're going to do is give Jalen a category. Then we start this obnoxious timer, and he will have 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples of that topic. And again, for everybody who's on hold, even if he gets it, nobody hang up, because we want to talk to each and every one of you. Who knows? He may get it. He may not.
Let's see.
10 seconds, Jalen. Your letter is O, as in octopus. Okay? O. In 10 seconds, please give us 5 words that end with an O. 5 words that end with O. Ready? And get after it.
I am trying to blank.
Really?
Didn't think of one, huh?
Not a one.
No. Maybe I should save this one for another time.
Let's hold on to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You might think you won, Jalen, but no.
You didn't win.
Get it? No.
No. Now we have to let you go. Later, yeah, bro.
Enjoy that burrito.
All right.
See ya.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I feel like he was confused there at the end. Like, is this it?
That's it. I called in. I didn't get a single word that ends in the letter O.
All right. Mm.
Sophia, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What are you up to today?
I'm just going to work.
Which is what? What do you do?
I am an IT support and legal assistant at a law office.
Well, that sounds important.
Would you ever want to be an attorney yourself?
I don't think so, no.
Too much school and everything, right?
I don't mind the school part. I'm just not interested in the subject.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, aren't you interested in just a little bit? Because you're working at a law office, it sounds like.
Right. Yeah, but I get to do the IT part of it. So I take care of it.
Okay, so you're more computer-oriented. Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ever go on there and read the cases or anything that you find?
Not at all.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, of course.
Well, she did. Well, then.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. You don't find it interesting, but you read the cases and you find that interesting. I'm confused.
I do. I can read the cases and find those interesting.
You
but
just
when it comes
don't
to the idea of actual law school with studying the law, that does not sound
and being fun. In a courtroom okay. and doing right. going through the whole thing. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. I thought mm-hmm. I read some story yesterday. There's some level, and I'm gonna have to look up the details now, that they would not require you to have passed the bar or be a lawyer to actually argue something in court. I can't remember what it was now. And I thought that's me.
Yeah.
Because I would love to stand up in court and like...
And just argue.
Like, yeah, do something like that.
Present the evidence.
I don't want to put in the, you know, 8 or 10 years of schooling. I don't want to do that.
It's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, well...
That's a lot of school just to argue.
It really is, isn't it?
Jeremy and I argue every day, and we don't have a law degree.
No, we don't. It is kind of fun to argue.
Like, who needs that much schooling just to argue? I think we're born with that ability.
Just to bicker? Yeah. I got my degree in bickering.
There's a little more to it than that, but, you know, that's fine.
What's the big IT issue today, then? What do you have to fix?
You know, I never know until I get into the office.
Listen,
it's usually not, just a control-alt-delete
issue. She's not fixing anything. She's just telling them to reboot their computer.
Reboot
and then
it.
She goes on with her day.
Have you tried turning off your machine and turning it back on?
That's the line you've probably said 1,000 times.
And it works 70% of the time, right?
No, actually, not all the time.
What? I know to just start there at the radio station now. I just restart it before I even go to our engineer. I'm like, I already restarted it.
Not all the time.
What is the percentage? Like 30% of the time that works?
20, 10, 54? What do you think?
42% of the time. All right, well, still 42%. Start there, though. Start there.
Right. Let's play some Rattle Off. Sophia, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
10 seconds. Please give us, your letter is T, as in terrific.
Okay.
And we want 5 companies or brands that begin with the letter T. Companies or brands that start with a T. Ready and go.
Tesla.
One.
Oh,
nuts!
Did you say no? Because I'm like, that was my time.
That's it. You get 10
seconds. Yeah, 10 seconds. We're up. Yeah.
All right.
We're going to have to reboot you, Sophia. That didn't work out for you today.
But if that means I get to go to sleep for at least 10 more seconds, I'm cool with it.
Okay.
What?
I don't know.
Listen, we are so glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
Bye.
You guys have a great day, too. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I don't think I understood a lot of that.
She was sleeping or...
What was the sleeping part?
She sounded pretty awake to me.
I know. Laura, did you understand the way that conversation ended?
No, but then I'm English, so I never really understand anything you guys say.
Skiddly-doo.
Well, fair enough.
All right.
Fair enough. What are you up to today?
I just pulled over. I'm sitting in my car. I just dropped my kids off. I'm actually an audiologist, but I manage a bunch of hearing aid clinics, and I'm sitting at home today trying to meet budget for the first quarter. It's very exciting.
Ooh,
how's
that
working out for you? Are you going to make it?
It's extremely touch and go, but I'm going to say yes.
All right, good. All right. That's good.
Fudge the numbers, Laura.
Just sell more hearing aids.
Believe me, I'm trying everything.
Those hearing aids now are...
If anybody needs a hearing aid today, you know, I can't say the company.
What?
But, you know.
Huh?
I've never heard that joke before.
You never heard it before? Listen, it's known as creative bookkeeping, Laura. You can do it.
Okay, hopefully my bosses are not listening.
No, we want everybody to listen to this show. What
Laura
are you talking about?
Laura's cheating the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Those hearing aids are pretty cool now. They can work like right off your Bluetooth on your phone, and you can play music through them, and you can like adjust what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing these days.
They're
like,
really neat.
Yeah, they're super cool. What's even more cool are cochlear implants when people are profoundly deaf and you can make them hear again. That's definitely the best part.
I got to tell you, those videos,
videos of kids who were like born deaf or
something.
They
hear their mom's
voice. And they hear the voice for the first time, and their face just lights up.
I cry every time.
I still cry. Oh. 20 years later, I still cry.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? You know... I need one of those devices that does the opposite. It just tunes people out.
Oh,
so
no.
You don't hear them. It's just two of them.
That's rude. I'm sorry he thinks that about you, Laura.
No, mean. I can talk with Laura all day long. You know, I was sitting at a Panera yesterday doing some work, and somebody sat down next to me, and then the manager came out to interview them. So the interview took place at the table right next to me. And I've told Jeremy this 20 times. It's like, I don't understand why they have these interviews in public, so everyone around gets to listen to all of it.
And especially at a Panera, I want that person in the back, and you're like, make me a sandwich, impress me.
There you go. Yeah, let's see how you
do with
sandwiches. Let me see you work on this Asian crunch salad.
Make me a panini, stat.
Oh, God.
I kind of want the hearing aids, though, just to eavesdrop on people. Because it would give you, like, super hearing, you know? That's what you need at the Panera. You can put them in, and then you can, like, really listen to what's going on.
If you watch a football game on TV, our American football, Laura, not your soccer, not your English football. But if you're watching the football game.
You mean the football where you don't use your feet?
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly.
Always confuses me.
Football. Well, we kick extra points and field goals, and we kick off. I mean, we punt. What do you want? Come on. But if you watch the games, they have those devices on the sideline that look like little satellite dishes, and they're pointing them out at the field, and those are the things that pick up sound from a great distance, right? So I'm with Jeremy. I want one of those little things, but I want a little handheld version where you can point it. If you see a couple having an argument in
a restaurant.
Just
stand there holding it.
The little handle. It should fit into the back of our phones, right?
Yeah.
So you just like look like you're looking at your phone, but what you're actually doing is eavesdropping.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. I'll suggest it to the engineers. There might be a market.
There you go. You make some more money.
Well,
Laura.
If you don't, if you don't get your numbers aligned, Laura, you may not have a job where you're talking to those engineers.
You might be out
saying?
Of business.
Mm-hmm.
How much are those hearing aids running now?
Oh, gosh. Like, anywhere from kind of $2,000 to $8,000.
Man.
Repair.
Well, it's worth it, though.
Yeah. It is.
Totally.
Yeah.
In
England, they're free, so I find it really challenging still having to charge people for something that's so important, but...
Yeah. You know, but you'll do it, won't you?
Get used to it. Oh, I'll do it.
It'll pay your rent. So,
I'll do anything
which...
today, honestly.
What's your English football team that you support?
I'm more of a rugby girl, to be honest, but if I were to pick, I would say Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, yeah. That's where they play some NFL football games now. They play one every year there, don't they, at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Sounds so fancy.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here we are at Build-A-Bear Stadium, you know.
No.
Oh, America.
Is so dumb.
Ooh, we suck sometimes.
We're so...
Hot Topic Field.
Hey, I'm curious about something, too. Because we talk about people with an English accent, all right?
Yes.
But to you, do you refer to what we do as an American accent, or do you call it, like, is it considered an accent for you?
Yes.
It is?
An American accent, a very strong one. And the funny thing is that the English accent changes every 5 miles you go down the road, like...
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like... And you have different accents here, too, I know that, but it's not so many of them and not so strong. But, yeah, you definitely have very strong American accents.
I don't know. I mean, there's
like New York. There's
a lot of different dialects here in the U.S. of A., but I got to tell you, I have a very, very dear friend of mine who's from Doncaster there in England.
Yeah, that's near me.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, she worked with us for many years. She was my office crush. And it was always funny. We would say, hey, Selena, do your American accent for us. And she would just start talking in American.
About
and it
hot dogs.
Out,
and
it pointed out how stupid we sound.
Can you do the American accent, Laura?
Yeah, say something in American.
Oh, my God, guys.
Yeah. Yep. That works.
We sound so
ignorant. Oh my God, you guys.
My kid is 5 and she's turning American day by day. And I'm like, no, they're not sneakers. We're not sneaking around. They're trainers.
Well,
yeah.
And crisscross applesauce. I didn't even know what she was talking about.
Yes,
yeah,
well, you
so
sit.
Many different language barriers.
Like, what is crisscross applesauce? What
how
the
do
hell
we
are you?
Even get along, Laura? How do we do it?
Well, you're charming.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a little bit of a grudge against us anyway, though, for that whole American Revolution thing. Are you still kind of pissed about that, or what?
You know, I think every country in the world is pissed with England, so I mean, we were the ones that went around and kind of destroyed everybody's country. I don't think we can be pissed with you. That's funny.
You're funny. All right, listen, we're all one great global community, though, aren't we, Laura?
That's right, yeah. I'm very glad to be here, so.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, you're joining.
Ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
I'll try.
Okay, 10 seconds. 10 seconds. Give us five things you might find in space, in outer space. Five things in outer space. Ready? And go!
Satellite, planet, the moon, stars, a comet.
I think that's fine.
I think you got it.
Yeah, you got it. You're a
winner! Jolly good.
Jolly
good. Jolly good.
I will tell you that I do have tea time every afternoon, Laura. I want you to know I'm completely hooked on my tea, and I have to thank you for that.
A little plate of shortbread cookies with it.
Spot of tea. You bet.
You've got to have milk in your tea, I hope.
I don't do that.
Oh.
I know, and that's something else that Selena used to give me crap about. I do not put milk in my tea.
It seems so gross.
But
that's not tea then, but anyway.
Anyway.
Okay. Well done.
It's just flavored water at that point.
Oh, you're delightful. Hey, hold on. Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great, great day. Hey, look, Jasmine and Brittany continue to hold, so we love them both. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
Thank you for not hanging up. We appreciate that.
Yeah, doing my best, hanging on.
Good, good. Okay, what do you do for a living?
I am a special ed teacher in Denver.
Well, you're a good human. Thank you for doing
that
work.
That's very nice of you. Yeah. Thank you.
Very good. It's got to be pretty demanding. What do you do for fun to, like, decompress?
A lot of running.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's particularly stressful the last few weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I bet.
So I got to tell you something. We were going to do a segment on our show today called What Random Thing Are You Jealous Of? Or People Are You Jealous Of? And we didn't get to do the segment. I think are we going to do it tomorrow?
We can plug it in for tomorrow.
Yeah. Might do it tomorrow. And I'll go ahead and tell you what mine was going to be, because I used to be a runner. I used to run 24 to 26 miles every single week. I can't do it anymore. I got too many ankle issues and stuff like that. So I am randomly jealous when I'm out on the road doing my walks every day now, mm-hmm. and people go by running. I'm jealous.
I'm like, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I'm like, oh.
How much do you run every day?
I feel that. Oh, I'm trying to run more. I just had my second baby not that long ago. So I'm hoping to get back into it, hoping to do the Colfax half marathon coming up.
There you go.
Yeah, that's great.
I was that way, too. When I was pregnant, I would just glare at people who ran. Jerk.
I was part of a group that did the Colfax marathon a few years ago. Because, you know, they break it up. You can do, like, one person does a 5K mm-hmm. one. And I did the 10K portion of it. And it was a hoot. That's a fun event.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah, good for you.
I've done when the marathon you say- a couple times. It's great.
I see. I can't admit that's. I think that's what jacked up my feet to begin with was training for a half marathon.
I should have just
stopped at the 10K, just called it good. You say you just had another little one. How long ago?
A year ago, so not that super long ago, but you know.
Okay. Oh, so you have a 1 year old.
She's still pretty new. Yeah, I have a 1 and a 3 year old.
She's still fresh.
Yeah.
Did you say you were on spring break? Were you going to say you were on spring break?
I am.
Yeah? You doing anything fun?
Spring break. I am. My kids are at daycare right now, and I am driving to Loveland to go skiing by myself for the first time in 3 years.
Nice. Good for you.
That's excellent.
Talk about decompressing.
Excellent.
Very excited. And I feel kind of bad because it's my husband's birthday today.
He's fine. He's probably loving the alone time.
Oh,
yeah, he tore his ACL, so he can't come. And I asked him like 10 times, like, are you sure? Are you sure? And he is the most chill dude ever. So he was like, yeah, go have fun.
Absolutely.
That's
go live your life.
You know, and the thing is, skiing solo is fantastic anyway, because you don't have to wait for anybody. Mm. You just jump off the lift. You go down. If you want to go pee, fine. You want to go get something to eat, fine. Get back on a lift. Go do the runs you want to do.
Yeah, I did it once out of necessity because no one would go with me, and then I was like, oh, my God, this is the best.
You're
I don't
hooked,
want to go with anybody again.
Mm-hmm. I used to do a lot of solo skiing, and it was a blast. Plus, you know, you get in and out quicker, too, because you do all the runs you want to do, and then you just leave.
Right.
Yeah.
So what'd you get your husband for his birthday?
Good question.
I made him some cupcakes.
Oh, wife of the year. Barf town.
No, my daughter and I did one of those, like, paint your own ceramic bowls, and we wrote little messages. And
oh, so he's going to love that for sure.
No, I mean, he's a simple man. That's why I like him.
You didn't get him, like, anything special for his birthday? I mean,
anything?
Not one thing?
I don't know.
Gift card?
I think just having little kids at this point, we both are, like, Christmas birthdays, like, eh.
You're just over it at this point.
So let me get this straight. He tore his ACL, so on his birthday, you're going to go skiing without him, and then you made him cupcakes.
And crappy pottery.
Yeah, I'm the best.
Well, maybe just some extra smooches tonight. How about that?
Yeah. No, he knows. He knows we love him. He's
all right. Don't get too rambunctious, though. He tore his ACL. He's not going to be able to.
Yeah.
That might be how he tore his ACL, for all we know.
He'll be fine.
You know, you could not be more delightful. You drive carefully going up the hill, and thank you for listening to the show, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right,
have
see you later.
Have a great day. We appreciate you. And then there's Brittany, who's going to bring it home for us. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
What are you up to today?
I am headed home for a little bit, and then I'm going back to work.
What are you going to do at home for a little bit?
Well, I have a break in between kids. I'm a nanny by day, so I have...
What are you by night?
And she's a superhero by night. Yeah,
she's a stripper.
Super nanny.
A stripper
she's a nanny
by night.
Day and super nanny at night.
No, I'm a nursing assistant by night.
Oh, okay. Man,
you're
must be exhausted.
Lady. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can go home and take a nap right now.
Is that what you're going to do
for
your
break at
home?
Quiet nap.
Well, good. They say 20 to 30 minute naps are actually really good for you.
Yep, it's the whole power
better
nap
than
thing.
Better than a 2 hour nap. It's better just to take 30 minutes, boom.
But you know that. You're in nursing.
She's a nurse.
Yes. I sleep on my breaks and then I'm regenerated.
So, how long before you go nursing full time then?
I'm not sure. I'm not going into nursing school quite yet. I'm just a CNA right now, but.
Yeah. Well, right. That's a good start.
Yeah.
Till you figure out what you want to do. How many kids are you looking after?
Morning, I have 3 kids, and then this next family, I have 2 kids.
Boy, that's a lot of
kids. You need a vacation.
And then I have 1 kid myself.
So many children.
You need a break.
So many.
You need some adult time immediately.
They just keep coming, don't they?
They're always there. They're always hungry.
It's like clowns getting out of a car. They just keep spilling out, man.
Do you ever just tell them to shut up?
Mentally.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say. Right. You probably can't. Just shut up!
Good for you.
In my head, I probably say it about 50 times.
You've probably said some horrible things about those children in your head.
Yeah.
But you never to their face.
No, it's probably not a good idea.
Those angelic faces, you just can't, right? They're just, they got the little chocolate cupcake stuff smeared
Brittany,
all over their face.
Please, Brittany, I'd like some more animal crackers.
Give me some more cheese.
More cheese. Get them all bound up and everything.
All right, Britt.
Listen, you are charming. We hope you get a nice break today and you drive carefully, okay?
Thank you.
We'll see you later.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for spending your mornings with your boys in the morning. Another delightful group of people.
Good humans right there.